Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Great Lakes Dragway on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Great Lakes Dragway down in Racine off Highway 20. As long as the rain's not flying and the snow's not flying, they're racing down there at Great Lakes Dragway. It's the safest place and the only place you should test the speed. If you got to let the hair down, see the horsepower that you got, check it out down at Great Lakes Dragway. Get yourself a season pass. Talk to Roy. Tell him we say hello and go do it at a safe place. Great Lakes Dragway here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, the right lane, Great Lakes Dragway for myself, Bill Schmidt, and Steve Sparky. Pfeiffer on the Wendy's Big Show today. Sparky, Milwaukee Brewers in a bit of a free fall. You heard Anthony Mandel in the update. Losers of 6 of their last 7 games, but 7 of their last 9 as well. And you can continue to bring the numbers wherever you want to move them, but right now they're a game back of first place after the Cubs lose today 5-4 to the New York Mets. My boy Jeff McNeil goes yard and helps out the crew in that sense. But for right now, earlier today, you brought this up, and you saw it on Twitter, on the Fan's Twitter account, that somebody decided to start the Dunn Club, which
gives me
an absolute knot right here on the side of my stomach. It makes me sick. But are you, in that sense, where some Brewers fans may be, and Brewers fans, if you are, 414-799-1250, do you still believe in the Milwaukee Brewers?
Absolutely.
Making it to the playoffs?
Yeah, I still think they're going to be right there at the end, whether it be the last week, 2 weeks, still in contention for a playoff spot, whether it be the division, whether it be a wild card spot. I think they'll still have a chance to be in the playoffs at the end. Now, having said that, I'm going to go on the other side of the fence here and also say that you could also be in a position where this team gets to the deadline and could be in a position where they just sit on their hands and don't do anything and don't give up anything. Or they could be in a position where they sell off a piece or two that is extra depth and think they can still be in it at the end and still get some prospects back to add to that farm system going forward. They have to figure it out offensively. I mean, that to me is just the biggest issue. And you said the lineup is out already for the Milwaukee Brewers.
It is.
And they have to start, I think, maneuvering that lineup around a little bit to see if they can find a combination that might work a little bit better than the lineup they've been trotting out
there. Especially to try to get Lorenzo Cain going, because the on-base percentage for low Cain under .310 is just not going to get it done. Out in left field tonight, the day off for Ryan Braun. Leading off, it's Ben Gamel. Out in right, his customary two-hole is Christian Yelich. Lorenzo Cain in the three-hole in center field tonight. Moustakas cleans up at second base. Sparky, it's my boy Eric Thames hitting fifth and playing at first. I'd like to see Thames actually get some legitimate run here at first, if you're going to see if somebody can take it over. Manny Pena behind the tonight for Chase Anderson, hitting sixth in front of the third baseman Travis Shaw. Orlando Arcia hitting eight, playing short, and Chase Anderson on the mound tonight.
It's not a good lineup. I mean, that lineup is bad from five down.
There's no Grandal, which I don't like at all.
That lineup is bad from the bottom down.
Well, six down.
Manny Pena is catching Chase Anderson again?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he catch him the last time?
He did the last time.
So let me see if I got this right. So we're willing to give Chase Anderson a personal catcher, but we weren't willing to try it with Freddie Peralta.
Well, Chase Anderson has some established love with Manny Pena, I think. Maybe some established run with Manny Pena. 2 years. I mean,
you need to stop.
Know each other pretty well. Long.
You need to stop. It's absolute crap. That's all I'm going to say about that. You're willing to run him out there with Chase again, and you gave Freddie Peralta 2 times in, what, 2.5 months? And that's
it. 2.5 months, yeah.
And every time you ran Grandal out there with them, outside of one time, I think he got smoked. I just, okay, fine. I thought it was just, well, we're not going to give anybody a personal catcher. So Grandel's catching pretty much 6 days a week, and Pena might get one start, and whoever that ends up being, so be it.
But Yaz needed a day off. I think this was a scheduled day off for him. Yeah, I think it was a scheduled day off.
Okay. We'll see what happens next time around. I'll remember.
They wanted to give him a day off with the knees a couple of days ago out in San Diego, put him over at first. Today, we'll just give him a clean day off.
Nah, that's fine.
I think that'll work out. Right lane, do you still believe in the Milwaukee Brewers? In the center lane, what sports star did you worship growing up? Was your dude, your guy or girl, the one that you would defend to the nth degree? They could do no wrong. Maybe you had a fat head of them above your bed at night, and every morning you wake up and say, hey, let's go take on the day. And then he'd shine down at you and say, dang right, let's do it. That was Brett Favre for me. I had the number 4 right above my bed. I had about 17 Brett Favre jerseys. I had a Jets one and like 3 or 4 different Packer ones. I couldn't get myself to buy the Minnesota Viking one because I just can't have that in my house. I don't like it. It made me sick to my stomach as well. But
so when they were playing the Saints in the NFC Championship game, you weren't pulling for Brett Favre?
I didn't.
To go back to another Super Bowl?
Actually, it was one of the saddest moments of my life.
So when the Saints picked him off, you cheered?
Oh, I was yelling into the TV. My dad had to pull me back because I was cussing. I was like 13. And I was like, "You, that's what you got. You deserve that." And then I'm watching him walk off like in his, he had like the little cut underneath his eye. And it was like 10 minutes later, not even 10 minutes later. And I looked at my dad. I was like, you know, I kind of feel bad for him. He got beat up pretty bad in that game. My dad's like, "You were just cussing him out 5 minutes ago." I was like, "Yeah, but it's still Brett Favre. I still love watching Brett Favre. I don't want him to retire," even though he could barely walk off the field in that game.
Right.
Yeah, it was Brett Favre for me. I can't believe I missed this one when we did this in the 3 o'clock hour as well. AJ Hawk, man. Loved him in college. Loved the pick of 5 overall for AJ Hawk.
Hated it.
Wanted it.
Wanted Vernon Davis.
All over the place.
Yep. Wanted Vernon Davis. We were at Maddie's Bar and Grill in New Berlin for that draft.
It's the only jersey that I have, like, with the cuff sleeves on for AJ Hawk. Absolutely loved him. I thought he was a legit middle linebacker for the Packers, and everybody trashed him.
The only person.
Trashed him.
The only person that I know, and I haven't talked to him in a couple of years, the only person I know that was as passionate about that pick was AJ Allmendinger, the race car driver. He's
loved
the only one. Him and I went back and forth at the Milwaukee Mile 1 year about how much he loved AJ Hawk, and I told him it was crazy. We went back and forth about it.
Franchise leader in tackles for like 3 straight years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Solid Killer. Player, just not Killer. Worth the top 5. And it's not his fault he went top 5 necessarily. He could only do what he
right.
could do. So, yeah, but he has a solid career for the Packers. It's all right. So for me, and the reason we're doing this is because it came up to me last night, you know, watching the draft, having done so many drafts, and big dog Glenn Robinson, number 1 overall. And then, you know, he's saying he wants to be the highest paid guy ever and wants to be the first $100 million guy and all this other stuff back in the day. And half this town or more turned on him from that word go. Just, yeah, done. Screw you. Don't like you.
When
whatever.
$100 million came out of his mouth. It was done.
Yeah, it was done. So I just remember watching him, and he just, first jumper, nothing but the bottom of the net. I'm like, oh, buddy, here we go. We got a player. I mean, watching him at Purdue, obviously, but I was like, oh, man. So for me, it was always Big Dog. I always argued against people. Big Dog versus Ray. It was always Ray Allen fans. A lot of people loved Ray Allen, hated Big Dog. Other people loved Big Dog and thought Ray was a dog sometimes, literally on the other side of the floor, and didn't want to play defense. And it was always that argument for me growing up. So for me, it was Big Dog for sure, basketball. For baseball, because I made a bunch of money off of Tim Allen over the course of time. Jeremy Burnitz, the outfielder for the Brewers, made me a bunch of money off him and my buddy, Jimmy, for quite a while.
How did we make money off Jeremy Burnitz off Tim Allen? Because I want to figure this out, because I want to take some money from Tim.
You could do it still. You do a pick to click. I'm sure people do this still. You do a pick to click, so everybody gets a guy. And if you want, you could do a guy on the other team. So you get a guy on each team. Once the lineups come out, all right, lineups are out. Here we go. Who do you got? And then whoever goes first gets their player all the way down. And then you have a point system based on home runs, doubles, triples, singles, runs scored, RBIs, whatever. And then everybody puts so much into the kitty, and whoever wins gets the kitty.
That's fantastic.
And pretty much almost every time I picked Burnitz, he hit a home run in a game. And almost every time Tim Allen picked Burnitz, he did nothing.
Go for an over 4 with a golden sombrero.
Yeah, oh yeah. Awful. So it was beautiful.
414-799-1250. My Milwaukee Brewers one for that would, I'll give you that one in a second. I got a couple of them and a starting pitcher that nobody is going to like to hear from. And in the left lane, are you losing faith in David Stearns, D. Sparky Pfeiffer? Because I could not be losing less faith in David Stearns. I don't believe that it is an issue with the front office for what is going on with the Milwaukee Brewers. I think it is strictly at the field level, and I think that as much as I can tell people on this show that they're going to figure it out, I believe that they are in that realm, that they are right there, and they have the leadership to do it, that they will figure something out primarily because of the president of baseball operations.
I love David Stearns. We all know this. I wanted David Stearns to be GM before he got the deal, and he got the deal. Then I want him to be president of baseball operations. They managed to get that done as well. So big fan of David Stearns. I think he's made a majority of good moves, very few bad moves at this point. I don't see why anybody would not want him. But again, you look at social media enough, you see people wanting Craig Counsell fired right now, people thinking David Stearns was a bad idea, promoting him. They should just left him as GM. Maybe they awarded him too quickly. And that type of stuff. You know, that's why we have the sports talk show, to kind of vent this out to see if those people are in the minority or if there's a majority of people that are out there. And thankfully, based on the tweets that we've seen today, most people are still in support of David Stearns, regardless of how bad the Brewers have been playing here in the last week or so.
414-799-1250. Right lane, do you still believe in your Milwaukee Brewers to make the playoffs? In the center lane, what sports star did you idolized, you worshipped him growing up? He was the guy, your guy, in the center lane and in the left lane. Are you losing faith in David Stearns of the Milwaukee Brewers? One thing I'm not losing faith in is going all natural for the summer, and the best way to do that is with Bofording beer, guys. Imported from the country of Luxembourg, Bofording is new to the United States, is being imported exclusively to the state of Wisconsin by a local company. Bofording is 100% natural and brewed using only the finest raw materials, and we're talking about fresh spring water, finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's spring water from a special source. A source 1,000 feet beneath the brewery of Bofording. Since water is beer's most important ingredient, this exceptionally pure water gives Bofording its fresh taste and smooth drinkability. You'll notice the difference when you drink a crisp Pilsner, the flagship beer, a smooth triple ale, 8% alcohol by volume, or the balanced Bruin, which is my personal favorite at 7.2 right now. Thanks to Bofording's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor that's refreshing rather than filling. Bofording is available in more places in Milwaukee than ever before. You can try a six-pack of Total Wine and More, Sendix Fine Foods, Consumer Beverage, or enjoy a fresh tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Nomad, or Sport Club. And whenever you're having an all-natural Bofording, send your all-natural pictures to me, Bill Schmidt Radio, hashtag Bofording Bill, and maybe Bofording Bill will come out and have a Bofording with you, on you. Bofording, Milwaukee's favorite all-natural choice for the summer. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Wendy's Big Show rolls on with Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane next, 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in here as well, 414-799-1250. Anthony Mandela producing the show today, as always, doing a fine, fine job, flanked by intern AmFam, my man Andrew, kicking butt, taking names on the other side, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, the Wendy's Fresh and Never Frozen inbox. You can tweet us at 1057FM. The Fan, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane in the right lane. Do you still believe in the Milwaukee Brewers making a playoff run? Because, Sparky, I'm not going to lie, I got a call from my mother earlier today, who's a huge Brewers fan.
Love your mother.
But it's weird because my mother doesn't necessarily like to call me. Usually she'll always say, I don't want to bother you. I'll wait till you call me. So randomly, I got a call from my mom earlier today, and my mom goes, what's wrong with our Brewers? I'll get texts, well, every time I'm doing the post-game show from all game long, randomly, first and second, one out. How do they not have a run yet?
My dad does that to me with the Packers. So sometimes Brewers.
So randomly. So, like, I'm waiting on, you know, yeah, Mom, what's going on? I don't know. They're doing all right. They'll be okay. She, no, I don't know. I just don't know anymore. So, come on. Today is the first day of summer.
If you're losing faith in this team on the first day of summer, it's going to be a long summer.
Speaking of that.
3.5 months left of baseball, folks. Yeah. Long time.
Speaking of that, a tweet here from JD. It is June 21st. Tonight will be my 10th game of the season, and I have yet to see a game with a roof open. Or wear shorts, for that matter. Hashtag Brewers. I just replied, that's rough. Hashtag Wisconsin. I mean, it's stupid, folks. It is stupid. And I know you like this stuff.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm sweating up a storm. Yeah, I don't know what everybody else complains about.
Like, you
about
think it's way
cold.
Too warm. Right. Yeah. I understand. Dying. But like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it looks like we're going to get into the 80s finally.
Sweet.
So we're finally going to get into the 80s. So maybe you'll get to wear shorts a little bit more. I mean, bigger guys wear shorts year round, so it doesn't matter to them. But and for the most part, it has not been warm. It hasn't. I mean, Summerfest is right around the corner. Next week, it needs
to be warm for that.
And I remember having gone to Summerfest, having to wear sweatshirt, jeans, and freeze down on the lakefront at the end of June and early July.
So will I be seeing you at Summerfest coming up here in the next week and a half, 2 weeks?
We were having that conversation earlier today, actually, about whether or not we're going to go to Summerfest. So I don't know.
Are you on board with it?
Definitely not going to go at night, I don't believe.
That's for sure. Don't do that. I don't really like going at night anymore, honestly.
Because if we do go at...
Wow, that made me sound so old.
You're getting older. But I don't mind going at night necessarily, but then we'd have to find a babysitter for Jackson, the three-year-old.
Sure.
So otherwise, I would love to go. Like, I want to see Lionel Richie. That's who I want to see. But I don't think we're going to do that for that reason. So I'm advocating I want to go in, like, the afternoon. And go walk around, listen to some of the local acts and stuff.
Joe can babysit?
I've never even thought of asking Joe to babysit. I guess he probably could.
I feel like his fiance would be the one actually, like,
right.
Take care of the child. But yeah,
right.
I feel like they would.
But
I think Lionel Richie?
Do you know what, Mandela?
I mean, I would help, but I wouldn't advocate letting anyone let me trust their kid.
But see, that's what I was thinking. You would be perfect because your girl. Like, runs a daycare.
Yeah.
She would be perfect for this, don't you think? Him and her.
But she's not that nice to kids.
And then she could see how you really are around small
children. She's not that nice to kids?
Outside of school hours, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a ringing endorsement for the daycare center.
I didn't say the daycare's name for that reason.
Yeah, that's good. He's trying to get me to switch Jackson to go to the daycare, and then he says that. I'm not sure I want to go anymore. Yeah, but I think that would be good, too. Yeah, we definitely need to find more babysitters for Jackson. That has got to occur.
During the day is a great time for Summerfest, but it's not nearly as good of people watching as State Fair. Like, State Fair
Well, that's
at
why
night,
I like going to Summerfest during the day, because there's not as many people.
But there's weird people.
But when you have a three-year-old and you're just walking around or pushing in a stroller, it's a lot easier to do that versus a ton of people at night.
Oh, for sure.
That's impossible. Like, I don't want to deal with that at all.
And the good thing is, too, if you go during the day, you can walk around the lake and he doesn't have to be exposed to all that.
Right.
Like, yeah.
All
during
that
the day,
stuff.
That's a good spot for that.
Correct.
I can't wait for Summerfest.
Can I ask you about the question? Because I'm old and I understand I'm old, but I got to know something. And you're both younger, right? So if you had, like, say, a 14-year-old kid, right? 15-year-old kid that's not old enough to drive. So would you be willing to drop off said child with friend or friends at Summerfest and come back later?
Yeah.
And fam is saying, well, no.
Mm-mm. I
You say no as well, Mandela.
Not a chance.
Okay.
I went when
I was 18 and I didn't think I was even ready for it. I took myself there. People spilling beers all over me and
18?
I got in a fight. I was not
you
grown
did not
enough
get
to be
in
there.
A fight.
Yeah, I did. Me and my buddy took this dude out. They were like physically harassing these girls at a concert.
Yeah.
Took them out. Busted over the bleachers.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anthony Mandela saying that was some ferocious.
Yeah. I gotta
not
say.
Not a good dude. He's from Chicago. Surprise.
Right. I gotta say, I'm a little bit surprised. I didn't think you were a fighter.
So are you 1-0?
I'm like 3-0.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's better than my record.
Look at you.
All right.
He's bigger than you, too.
Nice job,
That's why
Anthony.
I took two of us. But
Well, it worked.
Yeah, sometimes it's a handicap
And was the girl appreciative?
I think so. She just said, like, thanks. And she, like, ran off because she was trying to get out of there.
Right.
They, like, wouldn't let her leave.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Mandela.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't see a problem with it.
I don't think I'm...
I also worked at Summerfest as, like, as a high school kid. So, like, I worked there during the day, and then I would usually hang out at night. But I wouldn't go and get picked up from there. I would just get picked up from the park and ride over here on Highway 100.
So you would take the bus all the way
down. I'd take the bus all the way down there. And if you're old enough to let him ride the bus down to Summerfest, he's going to be exposed to anything he needs to be exposed
to. I'm not letting him ride the bus down to Summerfest. I just drop him off and go back and pick him up later.
Oh, that's worse for you, though. You're going to sit down there for 2 hours while you try to pick him up.
Well,
it's so brutal getting out of there.
That's a lot easier than him getting on the right bus. He gets on the wrong bus, then what?
He seems like a pretty in-tune young man.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if he wasn't able to figure out that he's on bus 47. Like, I mean, that's what it is. You look at it,
that's
you're like,
true.
47, awesome. Write that's it down true. On your hand. That's where you're at.
All right, I'll continue to think about it.
414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Shoes on the south side. Shoe, you're on the Fan.
Sparky, Baby T, how's it going?
Good,
what's
man.
What's up, man?
So, my main lane, we'll talk about is two, but a quick shout out to lane one and three. Come on, free agents, lane three all day. That's what we're getting these last couple of years. And number one, something cataclysmic would have to occur for the Brewers not to make the playoffs. So I'm not even going to talk about our Jason. But players that I support that people don't really like all the time, it's got to be Paul Molitor. I mean, I know when he left, people were kind of upset that he wasn't in Toronto, but hello, World Series champion, MVP. What more could you ask for from a player that you pick up? And a Hall of Famer.
Yep, Paul Molitor.
That's for sure.
And he has a storied history with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Appreciate
no question. The igniter. That guy was just one of the best leadoff hitters in baseball during his time. Him and Ricky Henderson did it like nobody else at that time. He just consistently got hurt. And Robin Young did too, but nobody ever brings that up.
So he was consistently dinged up. That was kind of more of the knock with Paul Molitor.
Yep. And even then, people still loved him no matter what he did.
Okay.
And then the Brewers essentially screwed Molitor with a horrible offer, and that's why he went to Toronto. He had no interest in leaving. He wanted to stay.
Lowballed him hardcore, didn't they?
Yeah, and that's why he left. And had that not happened, he would have probably been a Brewer through and through. And then there was some bad blood because of that horrible offer between him and the organization for years and years and years, and he just came back, a couple of years ago. So, I mean, yeah, that went on for quite some time. And I remember when Molitor came back, because at that time, nobody knew that he got lowballed. Everybody just assumed that the Brewers made a good offer, and he just went for the money anyhow, highest bid and chance to win a World Series off Milwaukee.
Yep.
So everybody booed the heck out of him when he came back that first series, when he came back to play the Brewers. He was not liked when he returned.
Center Lane, what sports star did you worship growing up? He was your guy. You defend him true and through. That's the center lane, right lane. Do you still believe in the Milwaukee Brewers? And in the left lane, are you losing faith in David Stearns? 414-799-1250 to Racine. We say hello to Nate. Nate, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys. So just to kind of tie lane one and three together, I think the idea, I don't blame you for asking the question, but I think the idea of losing faith in David Stearns is absolutely crazy. That's just completely out of bounds. You're talking about a team, let's not forget everyone, that's competed with the Cubs the last 3 years when they have half the payroll that the Cubs do. And I know, Milwaukee fans, I know the agitation, I know the impatience. You know, we want to bring a championship disappointment over losing Game 7 last year, but you cannot forget that the Brewers are a small market team in a sport that does not have a salary cap when the major market teams have nearly double the payroll. It just, you cannot forget that. It has to be judged on that every time. And as far as, this year, it's some trying times, but they've got a long way to go. It's a long season, and I'm not convinced that the Cubs aren't going to continue to have issues. I know, Darvish pitching a little bit better. They have some things that, where they're kind of looking up and thinking they're going to all of a sudden be 20, 25 games over 500 a month from now or 2 months from now. I'm not necessarily convinced of it. It might come down to a team being 7, 8 games over 500 at the end of the year. So they still have a chance, A, but B, any year that they beat the Cubs is amazing for the Brewers and pathetic for the Cubs because they have half the payroll.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's true. The financial structure of Major League Baseball, I'm not going to say David Stearns is playing with one hand tied behind his back, but to an extent, he has a clear and obvious disadvantage going up against the Chicago Cubs, even the St. Louis Cardinals. He re-upped and understood what it takes.
He knew it.
He knows exactly what he got himself into.
He knew it. And not only did he know it, but he was able to have success going into this. And that is why when he makes trades, when you're in a small market and you give up prospects that might turn into something, then they got to hit more than they don't. Because otherwise, you're going to ruin your farm system and don't benefit from success at the major league level. And that's why when you hit on trades, like they have the Tyler Thornburg trade, the Carlos Gomez trade, which was Doug Melvin, but the Carlos Gomez trade, the trade of Christian Yelich, those deals are huge because it benefits your major league team, puts you in a window of success for a number of years at the major league level while you restock your farm system after making trades. And in two of those trades, they got back prospects. And then to get Yelich, they gave up finally prospects as they started to turn the corner.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane rolls on next. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and joining us now in studio with a smiling face.
Franchise.
Hey, Tim Allen.
What's up?
Locked and loaded. Hey, Brewers fans freaking out. How was it last night? I heard you hang up on somebody.
I did. It's interesting how a 10-day run the sky has fallen.
It's crazy. Chicken Little running all around the 414.
I will admit that there are some concerns. There's some mild concerns here.
Are they growing?
I like that they're only
growing.
Mild.
Yes, okay. They are. I was
how many
hoping...
games do they have left before the All-Star break?
16.
Yeah, before the break, and then 6 before the halfway mark.
Okay, forget that. But before the All-Star break, if they go like 6-10, 5-11, let's just change it. Let's say they're .500 at the All-Star break. I don't know if that's mathematically even possible based on what the record
very,
is.
Very, very
okay,
possible.
So if let's say they're .500 at the All-Star break, then do we have more than mild concerns?
We got some work to do.
Okay, that means a yes.
Yeah, you got some digging out of a hole to do there. Yeah. But my boy Jeff McNeil gives us a two-run shot today, and the Mets beat the Cubs. So how about that one? Now only a game back.
That was good. I was getting ready for work, and I come downstairs, and all of a sudden, I think it's Russell hit a two-run homer
to give
the Cubs the lead.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm going to go back upstairs. I don't like this. Shut
this
off.
I'm not
going to
do this anymore.
I live with a Cubs fan. So he was all rocking and rolling and. Took a shower, got ready for work, and came back down, and Lenny Casper says, and the Cubs lose. Good.
Good. Nice. Good. That works.
Well, at least he spoke.
Guess he didn't have to spit in his coffee. Now, that's mean. I don't know why you got to rip on Len Casper like that. Every chance you get.
No, he's a
your
good
former
dude.
Broadcast friend.
He is a former broadcast friend. He's a good dude and a good broadcaster, too.
Just like Joe Block. Hey, here's a question.
He's my friend.
Here's a question.
Yes, he is.
Picasso Joe.
Yeah. Big fantasy sports book. Anyways, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. One of the lanes today is, what sports star did you worship growing up? You know, could do no wrong, always defended him. I'll tell you who mine was first, right? Billy's was Brett Favre. That's all you need to know. Mine.
Damn right.
Was, when we talk about the Bucks, Glenn Robinson, big dog. That was mine there. Always defended him against my dad and everybody else that loved them. Rain, didn't like Glenn. But my baseball one, because of you and our friend Jimmy, because of all the money I made.
Burnett's.
See?
Yep.
Told you. What did I tell you?
I lost so much money to that dude.
I didn't even have to say who it was.
I lost money to him because of Burnett's.
And when you would take Burnett's, he would do nothing.
Pick the click got pretty wicked at County Stadium.
Just some hardcore golden sombreros for Burnett's whenever Tim Allen would pick
always.
To click him.
And when I would take him, home runs.
Stevie would step foot on the Milwaukee County Stadium proper, and there would be a roar from the crowd, and we all knew what just happened. I'm not kidding you.
It was all the time.
He would homer before we even got to our seat.
We'd be in the car pulling into the parking lot. Home run.
I would, there's a couple of things. In football, was Roger Staubach.
Yeah.
I mean, just
stunned.
Man, armed services guy, did his time. 4 years. 4 years of his career was taken away from the Naval Academy.
I mean, he'd be Leroy Butler's guy, too, I think.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Just a good dude. And, of course, his battery mate, Drew Pearson. I mean, come on.
That was your boy.
Yeah.
Now, weren't you Roger Staubach playing around in the Kenosha
I was.
Cardinals 10-0 run?
No.
That's right. You played guard. That's right.
I was center. Center. The big beefy center was in there. There's a couple more. Obviously, Jeff Jenkins, right?
Yeah, boy. Jeff Jenkins, though you don't know, Jeff Jenkins was so good to Tim's son, Ty.
Really
growing
good.
Up. I mean, unbelievable. Like, I've a major league player having that type of relationship with a young kid for as long as they had their relationship was pretty crazy.
Currently, Scooter Jeanette.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't like him?
He bashed Scooter Jeanette a couple of days ago, too. I brought him up here on the air.
Hey, Scooter has got a little chip on his shoulder. He does. Make no mistake about it. He does. But there's a guy. Steve Odom. Do you remember who Steve Odom was?
No.
Wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers.
Definitely do not.
He was a dude. That was my guy. That was back the, I want to say the Lynn Dickey range.
With like Epps and Walter Stanley and those guys?
Yeah, that was. Those,
I don't remember him.
The
when did he play, Billy?
Stephen Talmadge Odom.
Steve Odom.
What was the middle name?
Talmadge.
Talmadge?
Played in 1974 through 78 for your Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that was before me.
Oh, man. Kept his football cards right on top.
Really? He had one 1,000-yard return season. He didn't catch the football much, it didn't seem like.
But
not much.
He was my boy.
He was a kick returner primarily. The most catches he had in one season was 27.
The other guys in that era, John Brockington and MacArthur Lane.
Absolutely.
That was my dad's.
Those two guys, man, 1-2 punch, loved them. Yep. Loved them.
Now, John Brockington would have had a heck of a career. He got a couple of different injuries, a neck injury or something like that.
Yeah, and I think Ellerson took his number.
Brockington ran over people and through people.
Yep.
That's what they teach you at Ohio State. All right, Timmy. We'll talk on the on-deck show, all right?
Indeed, yeah. The Brewers need a win just tonight. It's one game.
Well, they need
it's
to not, score more than one run.
It's not
that
the sky
help.
Is falling here. Just focus on today's game.
Over-under is 4 runs tonight. What do you got for the Brewers?
I got a Brewers win is what I have.
See, you chicken.
I got
yeah, that means he's going to say under.
Yeah, by the way, these headphones, what he wanted to
these
say.
Headphones, you can throw these headphones in the garbage. Goodbye.
That sounds very nice. Just very, very nice. I spent a lot of money on those headphones for the studio. I spent a lot of money.
Those are garbage. Get out of here.
A lot of money on those headphones.
414-799-1250.
Making fun of my headphones that I bought.
Let's grab Roger and cut a here before the break. Roger, pick a lane, man.
Well, in terms of a star, it was Bart Starr. And, you know, I don't think I ever had to defend the guy. But in terms of the... when he was coaching, my father and I always thought it was a matter he felt indebted to take the job. I mean, he was hardly qualified. But, I mean, I have never heard a situation that was negative about him as an individual. So, for me, my guy was Bart Starr.
Appreciate the call. Now, that would have had to have been difficult. If that was your dude when he came and took control of that or that team and was the head coach, because they were pretty brutal, weren't they? I mean, brutal from what I've read.
Bad.
Very, that's very tough. Bad. Mike's on the south side of Milwaukee. He's up on the fan. Mike, pick a lane.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Right Lane Brewers. I'm all in. You know that. Not much to say. Good to hear the franchise hanging out. They hit a pothole last year. It was Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Who's are they in first?
The Brewers are a game out of first behind the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Yeah. Not worried. Real quick, Summerfest. I went there 30 years ago. I'm 53. It was a different then. It's a different animal now. I would not drop my kids off there.
You would not. Would you drop them off at State Fair?
Take them over to Great America. No worries.
Would you drop them off at State Fair?
Yeah. Even though they had that little riot. Mm-hmm. And is the franchise still there?
No, he walked out. He's doing show prep.
I wanted to hear his best Summerfest story.
Oh, he's,
all right, well, have a great weekend, guys.
Appreciate it.
We'll see if we can get him back in here for the next segment and see if he can give us his best Summerfest
story. I know his best Summerfest story. It's a good one. That's for sure.
Did you ever hear his Great America story?
That I haven't heard is Great America story.
That's not made for the radio.
I don't know if the Summerfest story is either.
Well, he worked at Great America on this story.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, why don't we talk about Harry's Razors before we talk about stuff that might not be safe for the radio airwaves?
Oh, it's long past. He's like 100. Hey, Harry's Razors. I'm just joking. He's not that much older than me. Harry's Razors, right? If you're looking to travel for the summer like we just did to Iowa for the youth baseball tournament over Memorial Day weekend, you're going to want to figure out how you're going to shave, right? A lot of guys buy disposable razors when they travel, but this summer you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. Harry's delivers delivers high-quality, travel-friendly shave supplies at a great low price, just $2 per cartridge. That's right. Harry's Razors is your answer. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the word Sparky at Harry's.com. Harry's founders were two regular guys tired of getting ripped off and paying for overpriced razors, so they took some action. They fixed it. Harry's makes quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per replacement cartridge. Again, you get a nice, beautiful, smooth shave. I forgot to shave today. 100% quality guarantee. Realize it as soon as I put my hand on my ditch.
Yeah, you do. I wasn't going to say anything. You got a nice little 5 o'clock shave.
Totally forgot to shave. 100% quality guarantee. Harry's cares about giving back. 1% of sales are donated to charitable organizations. This summer, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code Sparky at Harry's.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code Sparky at Harry's.com. And when you run out, remember Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in-store, Harry's razors are also available right now at Walmart and Target, or as I like to call them, Target.
That's one day? Hold on, I'm still a little stunned. You said you didn't shave today.
This morning.
That's one day?
That's just this morning. Why, do I look horrible?
No, I just don't get it. How do you only have one... You grow that much hair in one day?
Are you being serious, or are you giving me a hard time because I don't have much hair on my face?
That's way more than I'd have after one day. This is like a week and a half. This is Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Anthony Mandela producing the show, along with intern AmFam down on the other side of this break after an update. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy
Relief. Hey, Tim's
Relief.
In here. Don't hit the music.
And they so desperately need a win tonight.
Hey, Tim, grab the microphone. We had a question from a caller. When you walked out in the break, a caller called up and had a question for you and asked if the franchise was still in here, and you weren't. I said, so I'll try and ask Tim in the next segment if he comes back in. And since you're in here, we'll ask you. He wanted to know, what's your favorite Summerfest story that you have from all of your time going to Summerfest?
Get out of here. This was set up.
It was
a caller, was it not?
It was. Mike on the South Side. Want to know your best
Summerfest
story.
Mike on the South Side. Good dude.
And not your favorite, your best.
Oh, yeah, he said best, not your favorite.
Best.
It's, wow, okay. 1979.
Here, literally one comes up to mind. Is this the right one, baby Tosh? Do you know it?
Oh, he knows it.
Here we go. Come on now, kid.
Dude, can I say this story?
Send it. You're all right. It's after 6 o'clock.
Okay. It's not after 6 o'clock. It's 5:57.
That's close enough.
So my parents and myself, and I got to bring a buddy to Summerfest to see a Gordon Lightfoot concert.
How old were you?
15.
There you go. There's your answer. 15.
So that should be case good. Here. Good.
15 years old. And it wasn't necessarily to see Gordon Lightfoot. It was just to go to Summerfest.
Right. Just to walk around, right?
Yeah, and they would go see the concert, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, that Gordon Lightfoot.
Yep.
So he wrote that song, performed that song. I'm not going to tell you why, but you can connect you can connect the dots. But I ended up getting hauled out of Summerfest in handcuffs.
Woo!
Taken downtown and thrown in a jail cell.
Your parents were there when this happened?
Yes.
Your mom and dad are so nice. Why are you such a troublemaker?
Ended up in jail until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa!
And this was 6:30
in the
evening.
And there were no cell phones, so they came out and couldn't find you.
They had no idea where I was.
Oh, the panic that I would have been in had I could not have been able to find my kid.
Oh, my gosh.
So how did they figure out you were in jail?
The dude I was with, his parents came all the way up to get him.
Because they loved him.
They went back to Summerfest to leave a note on my parents' car.
Oh, that is the absolute worst case scenario.
They wouldn't make an announcement over the loudspeaker at Summerfest, like the parents of Mr. Right. Tim, whatever. Right. And so it wasn't theft. Just so we're all clear on
that. How trouble were you in after they got you
out? Where were you? Were you guys like hanging out by the rocks?
Yeah, we were hanging out by the rocks.
Oh, okay. So now we all know. That's why you were dragged. 15,
okay, so now we know what happened. Okay.
15. Just stupid decisions.
How much trouble were you in then? Did you get grounded?
Oh, man. Yeah, there was. I had to go see this dude who's a lawyer in town here.
Oh,
I looked him up
not
like a
Richard
year
Milky.
Ago. No.
Okay.
No, a gentleman by the name of Benbow.
You made that
he
up.
Looked like Groucho Marx. So I had to go see him for some, I don't know, some court-ordered, I don't know, talks.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Some court-ordered talks.
It was just, and what I did to end up in handcuffs, guys, I didn't do again for many, many years.
And think about it. Now, next year, you could do it in Chicago, and no one would be mad at you.
Get out of here.
There you go, Timmy. Nice work, brother.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, dude.
There's the franchise, Tim Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby. Towns.
So he got caught gambling on the rocks.
Yeah.
Got it. I understand what happened.
They were gambling on the guys hitting the tee shots.
It happens.
Wendy's Big Show here, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks to Anthony Mandela, intern AmFam on the other side, guys. Tremendous job as always. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It's been fun. We got another week. Big weekend coming up. So what do you think? Are you going to let the kid go to Summerfest?
I forgot it was Friday. Hell no. No.
No, come on.
No.
Let the kid go to have some fun. Okay, are you going to let the kid go to Summerfest?
The 14-year-old.
The 14-year-old.
Just drop him off and come back later?
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Nah, no.
I'm going to keep trying to convince these guys to be cool. Yeah. I got the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show next. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show on The Fan tonight. After the last pitch, make the switch. Tim Allen talks Brewers after Brewers and Reds. We're back Monday at 2, Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.